Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans, and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist, and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset, and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. I'm out on a Saturday morning having a lovely walk in the sunshine. The sun has not been up that long. I've been working with clients earlier this morning at about 5.5 hours sleep overnight. Not enough. I'll get some more a little bit later. That's because of my overnight coaching, which finishes around 1 a.m. So by the time I get off to sleep, I always am a little bit wired after those coaching calls. So maybe I only got 5 hours sleep. Not sure. But anyway, served some clients. I've got a little gap now before I've got clients again up until lunchtime. I normally have client facing time up to not later than 1 p.m. on a Saturday. And I thought I would just get in some steps and some sunshine. So I didn't get out much yesterday. So it was very, very much a focused day. Today I wanted to talk about becoming better at asking questions. And I guess what's prompted that is I've been thinking about ChatGPT. If you don't know what that is, go Google it. It's basically AI for, you can ask the bot anything. That it's got some limitations. You can't ask anything that's inappropriate or illegal or offensive or anything like that. But basically you ask it to construct all kinds of different things and it will give you an answer within seconds. It's so impressive. I've used it a number of times now over the past 2 weeks, and I would say it saved me, over the 2 weeks, I would say it saved me at least 5 hours to 7 hours easily, just in doing certain things. And so I wanted to use that as a basis, because if you've got this awesome technology sitting there, but if you don't ask it the right questions, then you're not going to get the right content coming out. So what it's really challenged me is, okay, you can, just ask it anything. Yeah, I could type in there, give me a good topic around mental toughness for a podcast, and it'll give you one thing. Now, in your head, you could have been thinking, well, why didn't it give me 10 different topics? Well, you didn't ask for 10 different topics. You said, give me a good topic on mental toughness for a podcast. So then you can ask it again and say, oh, can you give me some more? And then it might give you, half a dozen more, or et cetera, et cetera. And so you extend that thinking out and say, okay, well, if I'm only asking this style of question, what else could it do? And so as an example, a few weeks ago, I got a parking fine near the hospital, as in Coles supermarket car park. And what had happened was that my daughter's appointment ran over for when she was in hospital with the doctors, and then after the doctor's appointment, she got very distressed. I had to stay longer, and I ended up getting a parking fine. It was a 2-hour parking limit, and I was there for longer than that. So what I did was I thought, oh man, I kept putting off because I thought what I'm going to do is I'm going to write a letter to the council and say, look, yes, I was in the wrong, and but this is the reason why, because the local car park, it's not the local, the hospital car park is being renovated. They're turning it into a 9-story building, but they only have, I think it's 2 or 3 stories open at the moment. And whenever you go there, there is a queue to get into it, and it always says full at the time. So I'm going there. So you can't park there. The parking immediately around the hospital is either 15 minutes or half an hour. You go a little bit further away and it's 2 hours. You drive into almost another suburb and you can get it for nothing. So I had been putting it off. So I thought, oh, I've got to construct this this letter, email, and I just been putting it off. And I thought, hang on a second, why don't I use the AI? And so I put all the details. So I could have just said, write a letter to council saying this. But I put in more details saying, write a letter to Monash City Council, apologise for, acknowledge that I was in the wrong, but explain why and put in and refer to, you know, these details, etc. My daughter being unwell, point running over, etc., etc. And I tell you, the email that it produced was astoundingly brilliant. And I reckon that process in itself saved me at least an hour. And the more clever I'm getting with my thinking, the better the answer's coming out. So let's just step away from the AI for a moment and think about the questions that you ask yourself every single day. And I'm quite experienced at this because I've come from, you know, a worse place in my life when I was, apologies about the phone call interruption. When I was, I was bullied as a kid, I was, I didn't have great self-esteem, didn't have a great body image of myself, and that followed me through from preteen to teen to young adulthood, and even through to probably even my 30s, where you think about the questions that you ask yourself. And the questions that I was asking myself were very much slanted to the negative. So, why are you so stupid? Why are you so this? Why aren't you more of this? Why are you struggling so much here? Why can't you achieve this? Why can't you do that? Why is this happening to me? Why is this not happening to me? Why does everybody else seem to have more success in this area? Why do you not? And so very, very poor questions to be asking yourself. So, of course, you tend to get more of what you're asking for, right? So, again, it's back to the AI type situation. If you're not asking the right question, then you get pretty crappy responses. So if you ask yourself a question like, why am I, getting this outcome? Yeah, you'll come up with all kinds of things like, because you're a loser, because you're too short, because you're too ugly, because you're just stupid, because you don't have the intellect, because you don't have the resources, because you don't have whatever it is. Why does you ask yourself, why does someone else have this and you don't? Because they're better at this, they're this, they're that. But it's all just stuff that you make up in your own head. So I worked very hard for a number of years to learn how to become a better communicator with myself. And that starts with asking yourself way better questions than I had been asking. Because when you continue to come at the questions from that negative, disempowering type mindset, then you're going to get not a positive answer. And so I wanted to change that. So I thought, well, that type of questioning has brought you so far. And certainly when I was asking myself these questions, AI didn't exist in that context. So I needed to change it. It now makes a lot more sense based on, if you're thinking about asking a robot a question, well, it's only going to give you an answer based on the good question that you give it. So I kind of had to work that out for myself. Pre this technology existing. And so I reckon it's probably been the last 8 to 10 years now that I've been very focused on specifically learning how to master the communication with myself. And I learned that from Tony Robbins. He was saying, one of the keys to success in life is learning to master the communication with yourself. And it makes so much sense. And I think it comes down to, a lot of the time, the questions that you ask yourself. So instead, I started shifting my question asking to, you know, one of the questions I stayed curious in, you know, what career am I going to be doing for the rest of my life? And I just tweaked that a little bit. So, well, what excites me? What am I passionate about? What is effortless for me? What could I see that would be really exciting for me? In the career perspective, it was, working out in that gym space, the health space, the fitness space, thinking, well, this is what I want. So then the next question was, well, how do you monetize that? And then what do you need to do to get a qualification so you can do this? What is the coaching that I need to get? Who is going to be the best coach? How do I find the best coach in this space? Very different questions to, when do I get to retire? When can I just goof off and do nothing? I came at it from a different perspective, different question. And over time, I learned how to build my own self-esteem through asking those better quality questions. And I removed all the toxic thinking from my head. How did I do it? I did, honestly, what I'm doing right now. I'm out walking. What I used to do is these incantations to myself, these positive incantations about why I am deserving of better outcomes, who I am, what the ability that I had right now was. It's all within me right now. And I used to believe that I was at a tremendous disadvantage compared to everybody else. And that was thinking back from my primary school, high school type days, where everybody was better at sport, everybody was taller than me, everybody seemed smarter than I was. But that was just playing a victim sort of mindset. So instead, I started asking a better question. How do I learn this? How do I find a person that can help teach me this? Who can I connect with to help me move from where I am to where it is that I want to get to? Very, very different question to be asking. So I think, you know, when I start working with clients, I can see that they are also trapped in a bit of a toxicity in terms of their own headspace. And then what also perpetuates it is the toxicity that's in their environment. And so it doesn't help them to be able to put that to one side. And so a big part of my focus has been, again, if you put it back to a question that you ask yourself, who is it that I want to be spending time with? Now, how do I move my life from where it is now to where it is that I want to get to? Who do I need to no longer spend time with to then spend time with? You know, what is the adjustment that I need to make to move my life to that next level? It can be a really challenging question. Well, sorry, it's an easy question, but the solution can be very challenging, because for me, it's resulted in me having to completely turn my life upside down. I mean, when I got married back in 1995, I never in a million years thought that I would ever get divorced. I thought, no, that's for other people, not for me, because, you know, I was in the right relationship, etc. But the reality was, I mean, things change over time. Sometimes you grow, the partner doesn't grow, and you're no longer, you know, compatible, or things come up that you just think, wow, do you know what? This is really holding me back. So I had to make some really, really tough decisions in light of having children and all that kind of stuff, that to step away from that relationship after 19 years, because I knew that I would be in a much better place afterwards. And you go through a lot of pain through it. And again, you go through asking yourself a lot of questions in that process. And yeah, there's a lot of heartache and pain. And sometimes tears in the process as you realize the implications of your decision making. And you may realize it before you make the decision, but then as you're going through it, you feel it differently. And you've got to continue to be able to push through and ask those different questions so that you can continue to grow through the, sorry about the noise, to grow through the adversity. Because, you know, life is short. You know, we've only got one. It goes very quickly, a lot quicker than you think. And if you're not optimizing yourself, optimizing your life, then you get to the end of it and you think, wow, I wonder what if. I never wanted to be in that situation. And it all came down to me just learning how to ask those better questions so that I could come up with more empowering action that I could take every single day. And so now it's easy to rest on your laurels, and I continue to ask myself about moving to that next level. How do I build more? Probably the biggest question, I was just about to say, the biggest question I'm working on right now, every day, is how do I form better relationships with this person, with that next person? Who's that next relationship that I need to be reaching out to? And a lot of the time you just don't know. But if you're not asking yourself the questions, if you're not staying innovative and creative in what it is that you do, then, and you're successful, then before you know it, everybody's copying you. And what you're doing is now old. I think F45 is a good example of that. It's a model that took off, people jumped on board. It's a very easy system to replicate, and the brand has taken a huge hit. And I would certainly not invest any money in an F45. I just don't, just based on my principles and how I train and everything, I just think it's kind of done. But this is why you've got to continue to innovate, and you've got to continue to ask yourselves, how do I evolve? What is the thing that I need to do to be completely wowing my audience, to provide them a great experience? How do I continue to grow me as a person? That's the thing. And so bringing all that back to the AI, the ChatGPT type scenario, if you're asking it really poor questions, then the responses that you get are like, yeah, that's not a big wow. So you've got to become creative. And it's really got me thinking about, wow, I need to become more creative in the questions that I'm asking this thing to see what comes out. And probably the best example that I had immediately was, well, not immediately, it was a few weeks into me using it, was getting it to write that email to the council. And it's like, well, I asked it a really good question, came out with a great answer. I think that's the thing, the better your question, the better the answer. It's saved me so much time. So go forth, conquer. Learn to ask yourself better quality questions. Move away from the negative, the toxicity. And it's not just your environment. It's the toxicity that exists within you and may be existing constantly in the conversation that you're having with yourself and the questions that you're having with yourself. When I work with people that perhaps need quite a large health transformation, people will often say, well, you know, why am I, because they tell me about it, and say, why am I so fat? Why am I so hopeless? And some people will tell me, because I stand there in front of the mirror when I get out of bed every morning and I call myself a fat, ugly, B-I-T-C-H. You know, they hate themselves. So we've got to change that. Ask yourself a better question, which could be, what can I do today to help support my health and wellness? What can I do today to move me today a little bit further forward from yesterday? What can I do today that is going to be the same as yesterday because I had such a great day yesterday? in terms of my health and wellness, what can I do today to even better that? Yes, so what's that one thing that I can do? What are the key things that health and wellness means to me? Often the person that does need a big health transformation will often not set very detailed definitions of what health and wellness means to them. And that can be dangerous, because the fewer criteria you have going into what health and wellness means to you, the less likely you are to achieve that massive transformation. For instance, some people, you say, oh, well, let's just say that they want to lose 50 kilos in weight, because clearly they've got some, overweight and obesity challenges, and the either existing or potential health issues that may exist as a result of that in the future. And so, well, what does your health and wellness mean to you? So, well, I want to be happy. I want to be comfortable in my own skin. Eating a bit better, exercising a little bit more. Anything else? No, that's about it. So, okay. So clearly we have some challenges right here, because they are so vague. That might be relevant, but they're so vague that achieving anything directly towards that is going to be really, really hard for the person. Whereas you ask me, and I would say, okay, well, health and wellness to me means my overall health. It means focus. It means energy. With that, I know that I need to do 3 days of strength training a week. I divide my body up into three different muscle groups. I have 4-week training blocks. So I have three lots of 4-week training blocks. At the end of the 12 weeks, I take off 1 week, no weights at all, just a little bit of cardio, still staying focused on my food. Each of the 4-week blocks, I aim to increase the weights that I'm lifting from week 4 to week 5 and through to week 12. I know what I do when I come back from into my training. Food-wise, I know that I need to be eating probably 6 times a day, sometimes 5. And they need to be high protein, high plant-based food, appropriate, high energy around my workouts. I know that I need to have around 40 grams of protein. I know that it's 133 grams of cooked chicken breast. I know that I need to have 2 cups of mixed vegetables. I know that I need to do my meal preparation on the weekend. I know that I need to be taking my supplements every single day. I know that I need to be taking my fish oil. How much fish oil do you have? Well, I take 2 in the morning, I take 2 in the evening. I have a vitamin D, I have a magnesium, I have a multivitamin tablet as well. I have omega-3 with every single meal that I have, either in the form of fish oil or it's in the form of flax meal in my smoothies. What do you have in your smoothies? Oh, this is what I have in my smoothies. How much water do you drink? Well, I drink 3 liters of water a day. How much sleep do you have? Well, I aim for 6 to 8, probably 7 is my optimum in sleep. I don't always get that, so I'm not always performing at my potential. So getting a little bit more sleep would really help me. What else do you need to do? Well, it's my mindset. I need to make sure that I'm doing a little bit of cardio. I get out and go for a walk. I try and do that maybe 4 times a week so that I can get up my 10,000 steps a day. Why do I do that? It's great for my mental space, mental health space, and it's also great for my lower back as well. So can you see how much more specific what I'm doing? So I'm living at the top 1% of extreme health, if you like, for my age. I know all the things that I need to do to achieve a pain-free life, an energy-free life. I'm sorry, an energy-free, an energy-enriched life. The level of focus and, being pain-free so that my body does not stop me from doing anything that I want to do. It's very, very different, which is why I have a high level of success, and somebody that was in the former I was talking about has very minimal success. So we need to shift that. And it comes down to asking yourself the right questions so that you can move from where you are to that next level. Maybe it's around your goals. I asked myself a question a couple of years ago. If you're honest with yourself, Rob Evans, what has really stopped you from achieving that six-pack body that you've always wanted? You've been training for so long, what has stopped you? And so I wrote down all the different things that I could think of, and most of it was stuff that I made up in my head as to why I couldn't do things. Because time, kids, partner, business, career, whatever, a lot of it comes down to time. Some of it comes down to just stuff that you just like make up for yourself as to why you can't achieve. Oh, it's age, it's, you know, what, I don't have the time to put into it. But that was based on my perception. The reality was much different. And so then I said after that, what do I need to do to achieve that? Because if you're always asking why haven't you done something, it's easy to come up with those ones. If you say, well, what do I need to do to achieve it? That can be more challenging, because now you're thinking, oh, well, what, you want me to be able to think so I can achieve it, but that's going to require some change from me, and change is difficult, and oh, do I really want to do that? And maybe it's better if I just stay here, over here in the safety zone, where I don't have to make those decisions and have those upfront conversations with myself. Because if I do and I see something that I don't like, then maybe that will just send me into a downward spiral of despair, and I'm not going to like that. That's the reality for a lot of people. And so for me, I said, well, I've never had my own strength and conditioning coach before. How do I find one? Now, on the flip side, I had said, couldn't find the right strength and conditioning coach. No one's in my local area that could do it. So I was thinking, oh, I want to go and train with somebody, but they're all crap. You know, no one's as good as me in the space in my area. But then I started to think, well, why are you limiting yourself to your local area? You could find somebody the best in the world at what they do and work with them. So then that's where my focus went. Who can I work with just who's, you know, the best? And the same with my business. I said, who's the best at what they do in this space to move me to where I want to get to? Different questions requires different research, different resourcefulness, and you get completely different outcomes. So learn to ask better questions. And you watch how you shift yourself. You move from perhaps failure to success. Won't happen overnight. You've got to be very consistent, similar to what I was talking about yesterday in terms of your work ethic and perseverance. You've got to remain consistent. You never fail, you just learn. Don't fail the same way twice. Learn, move forward. Keep asking yourself the right question. Remove the toxic thinking from your head by asking yourself the right question. You watch how life changes. Stay safe. Oh, well, before you stay safe and healthy, if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can opt in for a free consultation right there. Love to connect with you. Stay safe, stay healthy. See you tomorrow.